Hello, everyone. Whoa, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules on Labor Day weekend. Oh, my gosh. BBSRadio.com. Here we are. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer and Spiritual Emergency Training. And really what it's about is everyone getting connected to Source. Yeah, we are in a spiritual emergency on the planet. We're supposed to love one another and be joyful children of Source together in new resonance communities and projects and, oh, nationally and internationally. Yeah, that'd be good. But we need a healthy environment to play and to be and to grow and to heal. So today's show we'll be with Andy Miller. Awakening to new dimensions of harmonics. And, Andy.
Who is this Andy Miller? Who is this Andy Miller person anyway? I've never heard of him.
I don't know. I think you should just, who are you today and what changes are you making? And so, you know, what are you sharing about this emotional systems change and how to use Alexa and Siri and Skype and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? Let's get this new projects and programs about emotional healing on the road to joyful children of Source, everyone directly connected to their eternal soul energy. So how's it going for you?
I am the master of Labor Day history today.
Okay, go for it. Why?
Labor Day was promoted by the Central Labor Union, the Knights of Labor, which organized the first parade in New York City in 1887. It dates back to Middle Ages times.
Interesting.
It's supposed to celebrate labor, but it really celebrates the ending of summer and the closing of swimming pools and your last chance for a good barbecue. Unless you're like me and you barbecue in the winter.
Or it makes you really question the labor force and poverty and the elite, right? So who gets to really, play, I guess, or be somewhat irresponsible or what have you, or I don't know, that's probably not the word. Let's talk about labor. Where's the new heart and soul labor community services for evolving consciousness as opposed to the limited fear-based ego mind reactive programs that
okay,
have...
Okay, when you say evolving consciousness, that could also be phrased as emotional and mental growth, right?
Yes. Yeah. And transformation of
when you say heart and soul, another way to say it might be looking inside oneself, examining your feelings and reaction to what's happening around you. Would that be accurate?
Partly so.
Or is it also learning to deal with others in a way that you find your commonality with them?
Well, you know, to an extent, but when I say soul, that's evolutionary. That's where we were cut off from our soul essence, our God selves, our multidimensional parts of intergalactic memories and our soul energies, the eternal energies. We were cut off from them. And in so doing, a lot of hearts are broken. In fact, heart attacks, you know, broken hearts.
When you say eternal energies, can you be more specific?
Yeah, they really are. We have past lives. These energies go to all kinds of multidimensional, even other planetary systems. And they come from the energies are part of your light body.
From a scientific perspective, it's true that we're all made of the same star particles that are bombarding our planets. And from a scientific perspective, at a quantum level, it is true that we're all irrevocably interconnected in a matrix of subatomic probabilities. But as for past lives, does it have to be strictly an actual life, or could it be just the ingrained memories and precedents set down by our ancestors that come through us?
Oh no, go to I really, well, there's lots. Brian Weiss.
What if I I'm skeptical?
Just a sec. Brian Weiss, he was head of Harvard Psychiatry. He's got many lives, many masters, and there's all kinds of information. They took past lives out of the Bible in 90, I think it was. Or was it 300 AD? Anyway, so you really want to understand the past life, go to, there's a teacher, he's Commander Snow. He was out of Bastyr University in Washington. Amazing, because he was a police detective, and he decided to only study the most recent past lives, and I mean study them like a police detective, so you could find out where you lived, what your name was, I mean every detail. Investigative reporting on the on people's most recent. See, I like the past life of the spiritual evolution of your lessons, but he, that wasn't his thing. He was going straight through, just in police detective work, to the past life, and that past life information is so validated. Like, I mean, they say, you know, everything about the person that they've, you know, that is already dead, right? But they know everything, who they were, where they lived, what they did. It's just fascinating. So it's just...
All right, well, I want to speak to the sizable group of people that may not believe in past lives. And to them, I want to say, as each generation passes, they take actions that have reverberations, and they have emotions that they pass down to their kids and their kids. So if you don't believe in an actual past life, then it should at least be obvious to you that the people that came before you took actions that are affecting you. I mean, for instance, the slave trade 100 years ago, there's still, our communities are still impacted by that. So even if you don't believe in actual past lives, you have to understand that what came before made irrevocable marks, and for which we're reaping the results. So if you want to actually look at past lives, that's great. And if past lives isn't your thing, you can think of them as a inheritance.
Or, you know, you could look at it too, like go to the Trillionaires Club documentary and check out the history of the profiteers of power and control and war,
now,
and really check into that and how it repeats itself, and what we focus on, we grow more of, like the war on poverty made it worse, war on drugs made it worse. So what we're focusing on is really at a limited, fearful, ego mind-based programming. That's why we have to get back to love. That's what A Course in Miracles is about. That's what AGNT is about. That's what a Guppy, you know, Institute, and that's what our evolving consciousness centers need to help be open to shift those old patterns that keep repeating because of their archaic or archons or whatever you want to call them, cabal that's been sort of overseen and running. They need to be, through their families and their consciousness, be, you know, get back to love and
what I was trying to say was we're almost all of us are pretty much the same with the same needs. And people can differ about a specific person is doing this or that, a specific group is doing this or that. We can differ about what we call the same problems. We all use different words. So when you hear someone say your problem can be solved by X, Y, and Z, you may disagree with their particular solution, but don't discount the need to find a solution just because you may have a different road to the same place. We are all essentially the same.
Yeah, and we have the science. Let's talk about that. All the, maybe you, did you get some reference points on, okay, it's called Answers Are Within. Everyone, you can Google this now, too. That's what's so, what we can do with the Internet for good is so awesome. So anyway, go to Answers Are Within, and it also reiterates the fact that behavioral science has total proof now that all red, yellow, black, and white humans have the basic same needs: clean air, clean water, clean food, and a safe place to be, you know, to feel safe. So, and we have the same basic emotions, okay, everyone? That is so incredible. So, but the biggest discovery I'm trying to get out there to people on, with the Internet, cell phones, and language apps, learning how to talk to people, you know, 100 Bible verses about loving your enemy, yeah, well, you got to love yourself first so you don't even attract those kind of people or situations. But anyway, all the answers lie within. So if any human being, we finally have this science, any human being is angry or upset, their answers are within them. They're inside. That means so, they're part of their life, this life, their problems have a soul source information feed that's been cut off. Their answers are inside. That's real Holy Communion with the Holy Spirit realm, the divine higher realm.
I want to say something too. Whatever your belief set, whether it includes Holy Spirit or whatever it includes, if you take time in your day to contemplate what you're doing and what you're reacting to, if you never read a website, you never read a book, you never hear a speaker, if you take time and listen and watch how you're reacting, and you take time to watch what's going on around you, it'll accomplish pretty much the same goal if you stop and take time.
Except, I just want to put a little except in there, or better, however, whatever. Anyway, so on that note, if people don't believe in this higher love and light dimensional, all love, all light, all frequencies, rainbows and harmonics and this higher realm, ascension realm to access this higher realm of a divine intergalactic internet programming and services, then they're left to the limited fear-based ego mind programs and AI and drugging and jailing and worrying. And they're
sometimes
left
people, sometimes some people have to walk before they can run.
But, okay, I just want to say pray, everyone. The word pray means ask. And people won't ask if they don't believe there's a higher source, a higher answer for them. That's why Jesus, the movement with Jesus is so valid, because, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, the Holy Spirit realm like 1,650 times, or soul, and then Native Americans, they call them spirit guides, and then the monks call them soul guides. So this realm, you know, we're realizing there's this other ghostly lower realm. Hey, there's this higher realm, and it's like tuning a radio frequency. Oh, you just shifted a little bit this way, and you put your intention there, but you have to ask. The biggest thing on this planet for cutting us off from our own source, our own God selves, our own higher source, is the biggest thing is the lack of belief, and also the bombardment of negativity and drug use and, or, you know, weird coping skills that keep you off, or fear-based programming, but also to the lack of belief that you're worthy, that there really is God, you have this higher God self. To ask means pray. Ask means pray. All it is, and practice. You know, if you don't believe me, just try it. You'll like it. Practice. I mean, what is so wrong with getting people to understand this is a free will zone on this part of the galaxy of that we're in this Milky Way? And this free will learning has got to be expanded to soul, heart and soul levels quickly, quickly. That's why I get so... Come on, the soul is where your answers lie within you for your highest good, for who you really are, for ascending, so you become more resonant with people that actually resonate to your type of music, art, singing, dance, different kinds of therapies, different kinds of alternatives, different kinds of movement, different kinds of building green projects, or, you know, cob houses, or, you know, 3D printers, or or biophotonic water systems, or desalinization programs, or, I mean, there's recycling programs, you know, all the new infrastructure projects. There's so much that we can do, and it's all available, but people have to ask to find out who they really are. We couldn't do that before internet. People didn't know who they really were, or didn't know how. We didn't have internet for people doing all kinds of soul therapies and soul work and soul news and soultalk.com and what have you. We didn't know all this. That's where the forgiveness comes in. We didn't know. So we do know now. You know, HeartMath Institute in all kinds of psychic research, that's soul work too, and a remote being, what have you. That's all out of Stanford now. Stanford Care, they have carestanford.edu. And, you know, social innovation, psychic empowerment. I mean, we really got to get people to realize what is their heart and soul. That soul essence is that God-given inalienable right of sovereignty. That's what keeps them sovereign, happy, if they can resonate, have a job at their own soul level, their heart and soul resonance. Resonance Academy, check it out. You know, we're all connected, but we're resonating. Even myself, you know, slide into this just really frustrated. And so what do I get? More people, you know, dealing with problems and situations at that lower, you know, level of interpretation or resonance. So, you know, we've got to get to these, help each other. So that's where these conscious evolutionary centers come in, saying, you know what? You are not in balance, Lynn. You know, say to me, you know, take my picture. That's what cell phones are for instead of guns. Take the picture. Say, hey, you are friggin' off balance. Go get some balancing, some energy healing. There's the energy healing institutes now. You know, there's Akashic Record readers. I mean, you got to be able to access this plethora of self-growth, enlightenment, soul therapy, soul purpose work, you know, heart math institute programs and what have you at these centers. So they're open 24/7, you know, that can actually get people healing of addictions, suicides, you know, hate. We can stop the hate from inside out of each person.
So, Lynn, if I may play devil's advocate for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, so the enemy's coming over the hill with guns and helicopters. What the hell good are conscious evolutionary training centers going to do for me now?
What they will do for you is actually get you more connected to your star soul brother.
How's that going to stop the guys coming over the hill?
How's that going to stop
the guys coming over the hill with the helicopters?
Okay. They've already stopped, okay? They've already been, our star brothers and sisters, they've already gone to, I don't know how many nuclear power plants, I mean nuclear weapon sites, and deactivated them, okay? I mean, we're so lucky we haven't been blown up. In fact, the poison's in the air. If you ever look up and see them, they're spraying. All of a sudden you look up, and it looks like a big broom has been, like, you know, straight up away from our atmosphere. I mean, we'd all be poisoned already if these the satanic ones had their way. I mean, really, they plan to bomb, nuke, and then go in their underground military bases or whatever, you know, their elite homes underground, wait till it kind of clears out, and then take over this planet and this part of the system. Part of the solar system. And so people don't believe in these higher realms that have actually helped us get this with asteroids and with sun flares. They can actually spread out. They've seen them, you know, spread out like I don't know how many miles long, a group of evolved light ships, and actually block and move. I mean move. We're so young still. I mean, they go interdimensionally. You know, they go down in through the ocean. They go through mountains. I mean, it's like we don't know yet, but we're, you know, not allowing our species to connect with these divine star brothers and sisters. We're not, you know, they're part of the Holy Spirit realm, you know, that we weren't taught and trained how to open chakra, clear the negativity, and move straight into those frequencies. We were taught. We weren't taught on this planet. It's all been about power manipulation control. That's why the Quakers are really important, everybody. They're doing some really beautiful Quakers. FCNL.org, FCNL.org. If this resonates with you, please get with them. FCNL.org. It's Friends Committee on National Legislation. And they are doing some phenomenal, helpful work in integration of new restorative justice, world beyond war.
For any who don't know, the Friends Committee is part of the Quaker religious belief. They're a very egalitarian belief. They believe in peace. They've been around a long time. They've bought private properties and turned them into schools to school their children. Their worship services are essentially meetings where people come and sit in a circle, and if they're moved to speak, they do. If not, they don't. It's a very voluntary, equal, consensus-based. There's no hierarchy. But it's been on a long time.
Meditation of the light. Yeah, and meditation with the light. They do.
And the Friends Service Communities are very aware of the world they live in. They understand how legislation works and how politics works. They're very real in how they're going about what they're trying to accomplish.
They got the Quakers were the ones, the Friends Committee on NationalLegislation.org got the voting rights for women, and they also headed up and got the voting rights for to abolish slavery too. They did. So they're really an important group to get with. I'm hoping people out there listening will get with the NeverAgainAction.org. Do you have something to say to them? Maybe they could get with
about
the Friends.
We've talked about that in the past. They're a great group. Go look.
Yeah, it's the awakened Jewish.
It's a group of activist Reformed Jewish youth who are based on their ancestral history with the Holocaust. Have never again. They don't tolerate inhumane behavior. They're currently very upset and involved with the issue of immigrant children, how they're being dealt with on the border, among other things.
Yes. Yes. And ourrevolution.org, it's also kind of tied to the indivisible.org group and ratsreformcongress.com. Those can all be helpful ways to get the activists that are in the streets for environmental restructuring of the, you know, environmental cleanup and systems. And then the emotional systems that have to be shifted. We really need help with getting the churches, I call them the real Christian, the major religions, Christians and Jewish and the Muslims, the Hindus and the Baha'is and the Buddhists, you know, together. But we also have to work with the spiritual evolutionary groups that are out there too, like I was, and spiritualistnationalistunion.org, you know, and the Native Americans, they have Native American Legislation Forum groups. You want to get with them too. They're very aware. When I lived on the Indian Reservation in Montana, it was like I was explaining some of the insights I was getting with spiritual emergency training, my third book, Spiritual Emergency, it's called Spiritual 911 Healing Handbook, and I was doing a workshop and what have you, and one of the Indians go, oh, Lynn, it goes way beyond just this, planetary system. Like, you're way, way, way beyond, Lynn. Like, alrighty. Yeah, they're just, So anyway, we've got to come together as red, yellow, black, and white. The answers are within. And get the...
If it's okay, I'd like to take a minute and shout out to my friends there in Coos Bay. I saw an article in Huffington Post last week about the issue with the LNG plant in all the western states. And I don't know enough about the issue, but if you're interested, you can go to HuffingtonPost.com and search for maybe Consumer Energy Alliance or Jordan Cove. Or if you want, you can send me an email at andy.special@comcast.net, and I'll send you the long link. It went into great detail about the political lobbying involved. I'm not going to take a position out of here, but I'm going to say anybody that's interested, you can find a lot of amazing details about the western states and their issues around this particular LNG plant. Apparently it's a multi-state, big, huge, involved process.
It also is being sold to China,
This particular article goes in great deal and names of who's involved, and I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Would you bring up in that regard, because of what happened at Standing Rock? There's 1,600 over. I'm sorry. There's over 1,000. What is it? 1,650, I guess, already known leaking gasoline pipes. Okay,
We could do several entire.
You know, rough ground to it, whatever, and they start leaking, okay? They get a little older, they leak, and they have 590 chemicals in them, and it's just wrecking our water
system. We could devote several shows to that. I just want to say, from a spiritual perspective, many of the various oil projects have disrupted the spiritual sacred lands of Native Americans. And
people, they go to that. Can you reiterate that site for people? Because
it's way too long.
The government subsidies. The government subsidy site. Oh. This is our government taxes, okay, you guys, that are going to private corporations. There is a corporate welfare system that is making billionaires while we suffer, you know, in poverty, and they're like, oh, you scummy poor people, kind of. What?
I think it was at goodjobs.org, but if you send me an email, andy.special@comcast.net, I'll get
it. It's goodjobs.org. com or .org, I'm not sure.
I think it's .org, and even their front page has a lot. Forward slash,
and then is it tracker subsidies or subsidies tracker? Do you remember?
Well, if you start on the front page, there's a bunch of additional wonderful tools. You might as well start at goodjobs.org and look at the front, because there's not just that tracker. There's a whole bunch of similar tools, and they're all very cool.
Yeah, because people don't know that, you know, really about the taxation that is used against us. You know, really, it profits the large corporations. And those systems that are working in that direction, it's our money. That's where real democracy comes in. You know, when the money comes into the state, like, they just had this new, infrastructure project, right? And they're like, oh, you know, the old way is just let the corporations run the jobs that run, you know, and build these whatever they want, you know, with no, and they have indemnity clauses, and they have eminent domain proprietorship. No, NAFTA, not good. And that money is our money. It's our taxes, you know, and it's like the corporations act like, oh, no, it's theirs. It's like, what? Now, what?
Well, Lynn, since all these issues are important, what we really need is a more democratic system to help us, the people, have a say in all of it, right?
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't realize how flawed our political system is. So I'm going to give a website just to illustrate. It's called www.politicsone.com/p2020.htm. It lists all presidents.
Better say it again. It's too fast.
www.politicsone.com/p2020.htm. This site lists all presidential candidates, not just the Democrats and the Republicans. It lists all the candidates. There's hundreds of them. And it's fascinating to see how many people really want to change, but they're not being promoted by main media. In the world of main media, you got the skins and the shirts going at each other, and that's it. But if you look through all these people, their various parties, their various approaches, it's amazing how many different flavors of people there are. It's an illustration of just how we're being fed simple versions of more complicated things. George Washington was terrified of political parties, and he was rightfully terrified. He thought that if you had political parties, his experience was with the Crown, and there were two parties. One was pro-Crown, and one was anti-Crown. And the pro-Crown people tended to devolve into what are called sycophants. In other words, people who just agree with the boss no matter what. And the anti-crown people were so busy being anti what their enemies did that they couldn't attract people of integrity. And the system boiled down, so you got two groups busy fighting with each other and telling everybody why those other people are wrong and we're the only ones that are right. And then you don't get to we the people working out solutions. You end up just being in big fights all the time. And that may mean some short-term money for the politicians, but it just means destruction. It doesn't get us to where we want to go. So I'd say to everybody out there, most of us are pretty much the same. We need to learn to talk to each other better and stop letting people in power purposely divide us for their own gain. That doesn't bring democracy. That just brings a train wreck.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, so there's a list of what the main ones you'd say right now are what for environmental to unite the FOE,
well,
the Friends of the
Earth,
and Sunrise Movement.
Most people realize that all of us need to breathe air and drink water, and none of us wants to let our water get poisoned or be suffocated. We all need health. We all deserve health care. We all should have access to health care. We all deserve for our children to have a good education. I'm talking within reason. We all deserve and should have certain abilities to provide for, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have some minor differences, who should pay, what color should it be, when should it apply. These are things that could be hashed out among reasonable people. You can have trade-offs, you can give and take, you can have some little spirited discussions. But in the end, we all pretty much more or less want the same thing. And we're in a system that isn't working toward that. We're in a system that wants us to be constantly terrified and constantly giving up our money to the system. And that's
the whole bullying, and massive, you know, brutal competition. You know, I look around and I'm like, you know, where, you know, and so why can't all aggressive children be put into sports? And you just pay sports coaches. Who cares? You know, really. Just let more sports, not war, right?
Let me address competition.
But what about the Healing Heart Transformation Service Centers for all the people that are ready to go to heart and soul, higher consciousness, you know, maybe start, you know, getting the, like with Ben Arian, he's got, he's a youth out of Sweden. He's got AshtarCommandCrew.net, you know, and he's young, and he's got all these programs about self-growth and enlightened people that he's, law of attraction, that he's, you know, really connected with over the years. Just amazing programs with all these unearthed, you know, pretty much, you know, evolved humans already, working with them in different ways that it's just like, you know, I mean, some of the youth here are already ready, you know, to get involved in interstellar travel. You know, and it's
May I address this, please? Because not everyone has an urge to do those things. They may have a more mundane desire. They might want to do wood carving or botany or computers or.
Yeah, crystals.
The point is not the specific item. The point, it doesn't have to be anything super fancy. The point is that you should be able to follow where your heart leads you. Whatever that
and
may
soul.
Be. It may
the
be grandiose.
It may be
grandiose. It may be something very simple. That's not important. What's important is you have the right and ability to pursue what you're led to do, whatever it may be. If your thing is throwing out trash, hey, go for it. If it's coin collecting, if it's traveling to the stars, if it's making toast, it doesn't matter what it is.
When you said throwing out trash, I mean the recycled projects out of Sweden are so advanced because they're older, you know, and they've had more population to deal with.
There's a guy on YouTube that makes musical instruments out of vegetables. That's his thing.
But I've seen the trash opera.
There's some beautiful trash artists that take trash, discarded trash, and make beautiful works of art that are as good as anything in the museums. Whatever your thing is.
I washed ashore at abandons like that with the...
Yeah, whatever your thing is. It doesn't have to be. Maybe it is interstellar travel through multi-dimensions. Maybe it is moving in your mind to where time and matter come in. Or maybe it's just... writing poems. It doesn't have to be fantastically grandiose. It can be very right down in your desk. I was raised in a very down-to-earth place, and I learned that all the amazing super spiritual things also have meaning in your face, right here in the room. So don't be dissuaded. If you may differ in view about what's available, you may differ about websites and sources. They're all different flavors. You don't have to be afraid. Some of it's really straightforward. Maybe you want to. One time I had a dream. I wanted to ride the subway and find a Chinese restaurant at every subway stop. That seems kind of silly, right? But that's what I wanted to do. You should be free to do whatever you're moved to do. If you're moved to repair bicycles, it doesn't really matter what it is.
How about making electric trains or electromagnetic?
Well, I did electric model railroad. Railroading, I did that. That's fantastic.
I know, but now take it to the next level. I mean, that's what's so...
So I guess now I'd have to have model hyperloops. Is that what?
Yeah, or just, you know, light rail or, you know, whatever. I don't know. There's so
much. Hyperloop is Elon Musk's thing. It's Elon Musk's design for a high-speed, low-energy tube train.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, those maglev trains. And China wanted to do one through make them and do them all through every country. So they wouldn't even disturb any of the upper ground. They'd be
Actually, I live in Chicago, and there's a project to erect a high-speed train from Chicago to Cincinnati, and I have no idea why, but that would be right near me, and that's kind of cool. One of these hyperloops.
I do just, you know, that's what really, you know, and I see all
Thanks, Lynn. You gave me a great idea. I used to consider going back into model railroading. Maybe I'll build a model hyperloop or a model maglev. That's a great idea.
See? I mean, that's a power we have. Like, if no, like I've said this to other people, to get the emotional programs shifted to heart and soul community services, so people all have, if they're poor and they need healing, so we got to get them rehealed. You know, there's some that have to be jailed for sure, taken off planet. They just aren't going to make it. They're intentionally hurtful, sociopathic, horrid. You know, I mean, they're just not. They didn't. You know, but most of them, you know, most 98% or 99%, they can be healed of these emotional wounds. And all these mental health problems can be healed now. We can do that. So then you can get people more like, okay, there's, you know, like in Oregon, 22,000 501c's, there's new trade schools, there's new this. And even Camille, I don't know how many people out there know about it, but she's started the holistic chamber of commerce movement way, way, way back, sort of when Patricia Cota Roberts, the new era of peace, started. When Patricia Cota Roberts started the new era of peace in, 1987, right? The first talking about is convergence grouping for new divine government, new government programs. But anyway, so Camille was way back, and the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos, get this, people, in major cities all over the world have been going now for over 50 years. So if the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos were part of the development of the plethora of programs at these conscious evolutionary centers, very fun. I mean, you know, let's just cut down the...
I would like to that. You talked about holistic chambers of commerce. And I want to speak to the part of the community that's not spiritualist in nature and phrase it a different way for them. We've done many programs on the gross national product and how that reflects not only positive but negative things. A lot of bad things can happen, and our current economic reporting says they're great. More advanced systems such as the GPI, if our chambers of commerce, and they're moving that way, start doing
economic assessment
economic assessment based on what's good for humanity, then we are all more productive, more profitable. We're freed up to spend our energies in ways that are good for us personally and outwardly. So if you look at it from a spiritualist view, that's fine, but from a practical economic view,
yes,
a holistic chamber of commerce that models its finances after actions that promote sustainable environment as a good, profitable business practice, and they promote assessing the economy on positive actions rather than just negative actions, you get the hard economic science equivalent of the same. It's another road to the same result. We end up being happier, healthier, room to pursue our desires, room to pursue happiness. So my point being is you can take many roads. They all end up at the same destination. And you don't get dissuaded because somebody offers you a road that maybe isn't your path. There's another path.
Well, that's. I think that what you just said is the GPI, Genuine Progress
that's
Indicator.
That's my current favorite,
economy.
Yeah. That's my current favorite. In Maryland, yes. Where I used to live, if you apply for benefits, they have a sustainability index. They don't use the poverty index. They use something else which determines how much a typical family needs to survive, and it's much more realistic. It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and so that they can, you can't be because poverty causes stress, and all stress, we know, causes some form of dis-ease, right?
And when you,
and it's either emotional, manifested, or physical. And those systems...
When you speak of things like heart and soul, and you speak of, you use some fairly high terminology, and to hard science thinkers, that may be considered out there, but what a lot of Lynn speaks about has direct analog in hard scientific astrophysic and psychological terms, and they use bigger terms that sound big, but they mean exactly the same thing. So it may be spirituality is your thing, maybe science is your thing, maybe art is your thing, but we're carving roads toward the same destination. And it's important that everybody realize you can get to that destination. You don't have to, you know, maybe someone's way of getting there isn't right for you, but don't discount the fact that you can get there through whatever means you think. Maybe, you know, we're all from different places. We have different life experiences. Our opinions vary greatly. Just know that you can get to where you want to go.
Well, and that our the heart and soul community services with a good basic income with single-payer universal health care can replace teaching and training at military bases with a basic income with free health care, can start to replace that, transform it so that people understand, you know, we're all being watched anyway with all the spy equipment, so you can actually shift it over so that people are actually like, you know what, have you seen this? Have you seen that? You know, I was at this concert the other day, and I was talking to some kids, and they said, get online, go to some rhythmic, you know, look at some shumba or shamba, and look at some of the dances, and look at some of the rhythm, you know, dances, and look at some of the percussion programs, or, you know, get to my, you know, and they're just like, and then combine them with some of the modern movement, you know, modern dance, and I mean, it's like,
well, let me just say, why do you think
together
that
if, or grab guns and try to, you know, I mean,
it's
what?
It's the same reason that we have hip hop and rap. It's the same fundamental causal reason. They come from the same root. Whether you're doing an Inuit dance or you're doing a hip-hop fusion, those expressions all come from the same source. They're usually expressions of transmuting one's life pain or teaching a lesson or expressing a poetic belief in some form. All these forms, they appear to be different, but they're really not different. I mean, in a lot of ways, classic African folk dance and headbanging rock music come from the same internal source, manifested differently, but it's the same urges, it's the same, it's trying to solve the same issue, it's trying to be, they're the same thing. Really great musicians, if I used to love classical rock music, and the very best classical rock musicians the very best classic rock musicians are actually classically trained musicians to begin with. It's all the same stuff.
And the powwow, I found out that, you know, a lot of the African dance, some that I did, and then some of the Tibetan monk dances are the same. And then the powwow, different types of the powwow dances.
Oh, I saw this
Come
great
on.
YouTube, Lynn. There was a great YouTuber. One of the nations got together with a powwow, and they powwowed alongside a rock band, and it was really fun.
And there's USDAC. Why aren't we growing that? That's another one that ties into, you know, this emotional shifting to Okay, because if you go to Heart and Soul Level Community Services, you go beyond race, religion, and genders. We're done. There is none. It's over. Over. You know, we don't care. It's like, no, what's your heart and soul? What do you resonate with? And the whole political divide will be done. It's over. You go straight through to these new levels of legislation, divine government legislation. And then you can have, they have USDAC. It came out of the Peace Alliance with Dennis Kucinich started. Oh, and the Peace Alliance is still out there too happening, thepeacealliance.org. But I really love the USDAC.org. It's United States Department of Arts and Culture to develop not only individual heart and soul, you know, resonance jobs through community, going beyond race, religion, and gender, but also going beyond cultural differences, because it actually takes these different cultural, like Shen Yin or whatever, you know, they take these cultural projects, you know, and they pay people to get involved in all these multicultural type of choreography and dance and music and, wow, you know, like the Celtic festivals. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I have something that I want to share with my listeners, and that is this. If you believe that you cannot learn from someone who's not like you, you're making a bad mistake. We have strength from diversity. You can always learn from someone. I recommend everybody find someone not like them on purpose and get to know them, because we shouldn't be colorblind. We should be colorful. That diversity can give us strength. They teach us things we don't know,
yeah.
And we can teach them things they don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
what about that?
We can teach people things they don't know, too.
Remember when I was like, okay, how many dances are there? Could you check it out? Here's the internet for good. Over 100 types of different dances? That's different.
No, Lynn, actually, those are 100 types. Each type has hundreds of subtypes. There's a list of known dances, I don't know, thousands of lines long?
Yeah, why don't we teach that to our kids, huh? And why aren't we teaching mindfulness to them? And how about a Charter for Compassion and Compassion Games? Go to charterforcompassion.org, charterforcompassion.org.
So transitionus.org.
And look at Charter for Compassion Games for Compassion, come on. Go ahead.
Lynn, here's my YouTube fun tip of the day. Type in unusual musical instrument and enjoy what comes up. There's a guy who made a horn out of the end of a brass bed. The headboard was metal. He made a horn out of that. That was fun. There's one guy who made an instrument that was sort of like a billabong, but it was a whole room long. That was fun. There's one that claims to be an alien instrument that's beautiful, but it's actually a computer-generated fake, but it's really well done. Just go down. Unusual musical instruments. That'll be fun. It'll take you a couple hours lost in time.
I mean, really, why aren't we... and becauseofyou.org. It's an anti-bullying program for kids like in junior high and high school level. And then look up Montessori and Waldorf school programs. It's just so beautiful. The projects and programs, if we actually come together and teach and train kids how to access source and then have these places with multicultural arts, music, singing, dance, movement therapies, beautiful. There's beautiful transformational coaches. You know, there's Soul Work Online. I mean, there's so many incredible projects and programs going on, you know, that no one knows about, so they don't focus on them, so we can't manifest them. You know, it's like...
So, Lynn, what does it mean to access source?
Well, it depends on the person, but, you know, there is a light of God, and when you have two or more gathered, it is easier. And to access source is your soul energies, and you can time travel backwards or forwards in time, jump in orbs, go to other planets. You can do, I mean, it's like... These energies are biblical and before that. I mean, they're in old hymnals even.
As a practical matter, sitting in my computer room, what does it mean to access source?
When you access source, you're really accessing sometimes Jesus, sometimes other Holy Spirits. But once you are activated with the light of God, you're really on the light of God frequency, the light. The light energy is like a radio frequency.
What does that do for me? Sitting in my computer room, what does that do for me?
Oh, well, if you have any questions about who you are...
I got a lot of questions.
Huh?
I got a lot of questions.
Well, the answers are inside that grid for you. They're inside of you. They're inside of that grid. They're not in a computer. They're not in a book, sorry. They're not in a guru, sorry. And
so could I then say that when you say access the source, it's a sort of a way of saying accessing that which is within you?
Yeah, the kingdom of heaven within. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure my insides are very heavenly. I think they're kind of a mess, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's
especially since I had a spicy hot dog last night. They're really a mess.
Oh, geez. We all have healing to do on this planet. That's where the forgiveness comes in, because red, yellow, black, and white have been taught and trained to kill each other, you know, and war for all these resources and what have you. And the religions have been split up and taught that they're supposed
and
to
I
kill
I just want to say that forgiving someone...
Not,
I want to say that forgiving someone's actions is often wrongly perceived as letting them slide. Forgiving someone's actions does not mean you don't hold them accountable. There's a difference.
Right on.
Just like the issue of competition. Competition does not necessarily require that someone must lose. Competition is not bad inherently. There's a competition kind that I favor where you're competing. Many good athletes say this. You're competing against yours and others' potential. There's no reason why someone has to lose per se. That's the kind of competition that's destructive. We can have very healthy competition. People who say competition is bad, I don't agree. It matters what you're competing against is what's important.
Well, yeah, and if it's coming from hate or not, and since if anyone's angry or upset, their answers are inside of them, we can actually start to evolve and move beyond the hate and then or the suicides and, you know, these limited fear-based programs that cope with drugs and guns and war. You know, we really
okay.
have
to... I'm going to put it... I'm going to say it like this.
4 minutes.
When I played cards for fun, we always made sure everybody got to win one time, even the crappy player, because that's what made it fun. It wasn't about who won. It was about the enjoyment of it. We'd compete against our potential. We'd compete against strange goals. I used to play a card game, a partnership game, and there was one guy who was a horribly bad player, and I was a really good player. I took him on as a partner, and, you know, I had a great deal of fun. He put me in these most strange card combinations that you never see, and I really enjoyed the challenge of seeing what I could do with him. So my point is brass tacks. Everyone should have a chance to win or feel like a winner at some point. It raises all boats. It's in your interest for them to occasionally feel like a winner. It's in your interest because when the people around you feel safer and better, you have more freedom. You have less challenges. You have less need to worry about protecting yourself. So it's enlightened self-interest. It's not being airy-fairy. It's in your enlightened self-interest that those around you feel relatively safe. It's much easier for you. It's win-win.
Well, yeah, and it would so help, you know, our police situation and the teachers and the whole community. If it's like, hey, people are pretty much, all the churches are related. They all get to know, hey, this person's really messed up. They're really angry. They need healing.
Well,
from
you know what? Whatever we decide to do.
You know, they have a place to go 24/7 to, you know,
Whatever we decide to do collectively about weapon issues, whether or not we can come to agreements, one thing is true. None of us wants to have our kids have to go to school carrying AR-15s to school. That's just ridiculous. Something we should, as intelligent people, come up with reasonable solutions. If we can get the politicians who are elected who have sensible minds and hearts and are interested in more than themselves, we can come to reasonable agreements on all these big issues.
Yeah, but they don't know that we have the iSpy gear that, you know, they just need to know, hey, everyone's being watched. We've got iSpy gear in every room now anyway, bathroom,
I
you
wave.
Name it.
No,
we're
I
being
wave
spied
today.
On, so why not spy for good? Like, you know what? You need some help in healing. You need some relaxation. You need some balancing. Go to the center tonight. Oh, no, you know, I mean, we have all these other places are open 24/7. Why don't we have Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Ascension Centers open 24/7? I mean, let's do this. Why not? That's what I'm
saying.
So
if I go to a body, mind, spirit healer, will I feel better than if I drink two Long Island iced teas?
Oh, God, yeah. Because you'll get to meet and resonate with other people that aren't fighting systems. They're actually here to get into flow and resonate higher and being in the changes that enlighten the individual.
Well, what if I was born into and raised by people who only know that way of life?
Well, that's what internet, cell phones, and language apps. Language, you learn to talk to people, conflict resolution, help them get their help and who they are, and you know, and openings to these new idealistic job creation programs. So we're almost out of time. Andy, any last 1 minute? Let's go.
Yeah, I'll say this. Life is full of conflict. It's to say that there's no conflict is ridiculous. Life is full of conflict. It's how we resolve it that matters.
Yeah, let's resolve it with Heart and Soul Community Service Development Programs and with a good basic income, with universal health care, and also to the Conscious Evolutionary Centers that we need open 24/7 in every community that would bring in a whole new projects and programs and real health and human services, social healer services for individuals and the collective. So thank you so much, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Much love. Big hugs. This is Lynn Mystic Healer and Andy Miller.
Yeah,
thank you. We're signing off today. And from bbsradio.com. And you can get the podcast, everyone. I forgot. Get the podcast. You can go to KJAJ-FM and listen there. Or you at 7, 3, and 11. Or you can go to the podcast,
YouTube.
Everyone, is Spiritual... YouTube. Spiritual Emergency Training, BBS Radio, Station 1. Spiritual Emergency Training, YouTube. Spiritual Emergency Training, BBS Radio, Station 1. Bless you. Thank you, BBS. Love you. BBSRadio.com. Thank you all for listening. And we'll go out with, Shine Your Light. Oh, yes, by Patti Becker. From her album, Carry Me Away. Listen closely to the word shine. Use your light. Shine. Learn how to. Much love, everyone. Thank you for taking time to be here and listen. Thank you. Bye now.
Me in everything I do, my God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. Would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. My God is ever true in every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine. Shining through you. that same power that flows.